The Metricon post-match interview.
Jace?
Yes, thanks, Kingy. Yes, Sean Manor has joined us.
Beautiful.
Yes, it was Kingy's number one today, Sean. So lucky you got a bit of a late start to the game, I suppose. That was obviously the plan, but the last quarter was very nice, and a nice little goal to finish things off as well.
Yeah, that was the plan coming in. Last week played five quarters. So I played the second half last week and then three quarters in the VFL, so just a couple quarters this week, but a bit of top-up running to do now.
Yeah, so that's we see that sometimes where the players, they don't get that much ground time and then have to start running around GMHBA Stadium later on. Is that the deal for later on?
That's it. You've got to keep the legs going, so get the Ks in, so I'm ready to go for hopefully round one. If not, the following weeks, we've got VFL practice matches coming up as well.
Sean, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Mark Neal talking to you from the K-Rock box, thanks to Metricon. 6 months ago, you were preparing for a final series with Werribee. Can you scarcely believe that, from September 1 to March 1, you're on an AFL list and putting yourself in the frame to play league footy?
G'day, boys. I'm not going to say I don't believe it, but at the same time, it's been pretty surreal. Yeah, 6 months, as you mentioned. I've been a lot of work over the years to get to this point. I'm glad I'm here, and I'm just trying to make every post a winner kind of thing. So getting out there tonight was, obviously limited game time, but I just, tried to get out there and get amongst it as quick as I can, and, try to make a name for myself early.
Why did it take 8 years for you to get on a list, Sean?
Great question. As you know, 18-year-olds not always ready to come, straight out of school and stuff like that. So I guess I was a bit of a byproduct of that. So I went back and played a bit of local footy under Jason Ackermanis, and then a bit of footy at Lavie. Lucky enough to come down to Richmond for a few years. So just a bit more development I needed at that time. And, obviously 8 years was a lot longer than I would have liked. But, I've worked hard enough to get here now, so it's nice.
Yep. 26-year-olds coming into the system are different to 18-year-olds coming into the system. Do you feel that you have to get moving really quickly because you are 26 and, take the opportunity now rather than, obviously, 18-year-olds might get a couple of years to develop. 26-year-olds maybe don't get that?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. As I mentioned then, I tried to come in and make every post a winner. So, those 18-year-olds, they're very mature kids now. So I've got up my game a little bit as well. But, I learned heaps off them, and especially the older guys as well. Obviously, Geelong's a fantastic club, and a lot of mature age recruits have come here and succeeded. So, I'm hoping to do the same thing. But, there's obviously a bit of an urgency to get going early.
Sean, did you know did you think you were a chance at the Cats? Or when did you suddenly think, hang on, I might be going to Geelong?
Probably when Mac and Wellesley come and met with me. That would have been, I think just before, it was after finals. As you know, that doesn't always work out the way you probably wanted it to. So it was more wishful thinking than anything. But I had a really great interview with them. And as it got closer to draft night, Wellesley was quite reassuring. But, obviously a bit surprising to go as early as I did.
And did you, across the journey to get here, was AFL always the dream? Or was it you just played footy? You mentioned there you went and played local footy and, you enjoyed it. Your footy got better and then you thought, hang on, maybe I'm a chance. Or was it always the goal that was driving you right through every season?
Yeah, it certainly was, mate. Every young kid's dream is to play AFL, and I've never lost sight of that. But at the same time, people may not get there. So I was pretty content playing at the highest level I possibly could. And if that was a VFL, then that's what it was. And I was trying to be the best VFL player I could be. And obviously, when you're in great teams, individuals kind of get a bit of success. So I was a bit of a byproduct of that. But AFL has always been the dream. And, I'm just that one step closer now because, it's good to be on a list. But, you want to be playing weekly.
So what were you doing work-wise then while you were playing football?
I was a sports coordinator at Altona College, so it was nice to have a few of the staff here tonight to get around me, which is good. So a quick shout out to Altona.
Yeah, fantastic. And how did you feel about sort of getting amongst a group that you didn't know? You finally lived out the dream and got there. Now all the hard work starts. But have you found it an easy environment to sort of adapt to here at Geelong?
Yeah, 100%, mate. I think everyone's quite well aware of the Geelong way. Everyone's really welcoming here. As I mentioned, the listeners are probably a little bit older than most other clubs, so probably fits my age bracket a little bit, and I would come in and make connections really quickly. And that's from not just players, but staff, volunteers, everyone like that is so amazing. So very lucky to end up at Geelong, and just got to make every post winner. As I've said a few times, I'll stop saying that.
thanks to Metricon. Low deposit, no worries. With Home Solutions by Metricon, owning your first home isn't as hard as you think. CWU 52967. Speaking with first-year cat Sean Manor on Carrick Footy. Here's Mark Neild.
Sean, firstly, mate, congratulations on being drafted and then being so close to play league footy. We wish you all the best up here. Hey, given you've been around the footy systems for such a long time and now you've stepped into the AFL, what are some of the biggest differences you've noticed right from the outset? And is it as big as what everyone says it is?
It is. It's just that step up in, I guess, professionalism is a way. We're professional athletes. We're training every day. So you get your extra touch in. You're obviously a lot fitter because you're working, three or four sessions a week more than at a VFL level. That step up in terms of intensity as well, like at training, we're out there for a few hours, but most of it is really intense. Whereas, VFL and maybe those state leagues, you obviously have a limited time post-work. Everyone's got full-time jobs, so it's pretty hard to get absolutely the best out of everyone at that time of night. So it's just that step up in intensity, and then the pace on the ball out in the ground is next level. So probably took a little bit to get just through last week against Carlton, and then this week your legs blow up pretty early. But yeah, hopefully I was proud of fresh legs late.
That's well done. Another one I just wanted to speak to you about. So coming out of the VFL system, there's coaching groups, and then into an AFL system, it's almost like a coaching team. There's people everywhere.
Yep.
How are you going about adjusting just to the volume of information that I'm sure is coming at you?
Yeah, to be fair, I probably should have mentioned that. That's probably one of the biggest differences as well. Obviously, at VFL, you've probably got one full-time, which is the head coach, and then the rest have all got day jobs as well. So coming here, everyone is, footy is the main thing to do. So we can come in the morning, catch up with the coach, watch them vision. And then so by the end of the day, you are quite consumed with footy for the whole day. So I reckon that's probably the mental side of the game is probably the most challenging so far. But it's also so enjoyable. I love football, and to be able to, watch it, eat it, live it, it's pretty good, mate. So just buying into that, and obviously trying to adapt to a whole new system as well has been quite enjoyable but also challenging. So keep wrapping my head around that for the first few rounds, and hopefully later in the year can make the most of it.
Has getting used to Tom Atkins' dress sense been difficult?
Tommy's all right, mate. I think he's got better dress sense than me, so maybe look at a few of the younger boys, they teach us.
Hey Sean, Play HQ is a wonderful thing, and I'm very rapt to say this, that you and I have something in common, and you'll go, what the hell are you talking about?
Here we
2013,
go.
Hume Football League,
yep.
Walla Walla Football Club.
No, here we go.
Jake knows where this is going. 13 games. Sean, I can tell you we have something in common, because 13 senior games is the amount of games I actually played for the Walla Walla Football Club back in 2004.
That is fantastic. Oh, there you go. That's
Sean, run away now.
You've
quick.
Gone on a bit, Sean.
No, that's a great stat. I like that.
Kingy's dropped off a bit, but
I've trained off a bit in the last 20 years, but no.
Next time I head back there, I won't have to look for your name on the wall.
No, you won't find it.
It'll be on the toilet wall.
That is a great comeback, Sean.
Sean, great to see somebody from Walla, because I think you, Darren Holmes, who caught the pig at full forward, name Plugger, came from Walla.
And Nagels as well. I'm not sure if you're aware of the Nagels.
Yep, yeah, Jaden.
Jay Nagel played for Essendon, Jordan. Yeah, he was on the Essendon VFL lift for a few years, but great family.
And Sammy Rowe, I played with.
Sammy Rowe, yes, spot on. He was too.
I played with Sammy. He and I debuted on the same day for Walla.
There you go.
Back in 2004.
Yeah, his might have been a bit better than what we were. We struggled, unfortunately. But, they're going to right now. They're merged identities.
Yes.
So
they're 1,000 clubs into one.
Yeah, it is. There's a few like that, unfortunately, in country footy.
Sean, welcome to Geelong. Great to chat to you on K-Rock Footy. I have followed your journey knowing you had a link to Walla, and to see you now here and on the cusp of hopefully AFL selection is a great feat. We wish you the best of luck over the next couple of weeks. And for your sake, you're running out at about 7:25 on Saturday, March 16, to make your AFL debut.
Yeah, thanks heaps, lads. And, hopefully we get as many Geelong faithful down here. The new stand looked pretty good tonight with, at half full, so we're pretty keen to see the whole standing room get up and about. So hopefully we can get a few along.
Go well. Well done, Sean.
Thanks, heaps, guys.
Good work, Sean.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. Sean Manor there. Great to have a chat with him. Thanks to Metricon. Low deposit, no worries. With Home Solutions by Metricon, owning your first home isn't as hard as you think. CDBU 52967.
The Metricon post-match interview.